Oh, hey there, honey. You've been such a very good boy, haven't you? Holding out during November like that. No stroking, no tugging, no squeezing, no nodding. No, you've been such a very good boy, baby. And now it's just a couple of days left. Just a few days until you get that sweet final release. That moment that you've been longing for when you just, when you just get to let it all out. And that tension that has built up in your body, and that frustration that you've been carrying around for so long now. Oh, I know, baby. It must have been so hard for you to control yourself, to resist that temptation to just give in to your impulses, and to let your horny mind just run freely. To fight that urge to empty those balls that are getting heavier and heavier with each day that passes. Oh, I know, honey. I know exactly how it feels for you. That sweet desperation, that deep desire to just give in to the pleasure, to surrender to your true nature, and to be a bad and slutty little boy, and to let that load blow all over the place, and to just bust that nut like an eager little squirrel. Well, are you going to make it, honey? Are you going to be strong enough to last these few couple of days that you have left? No, I'm not so sure, honey. I'm not so sure that you have what it takes to be a really, really good boy. Because you know what? Now I've made it my mission to tease the living fuck out of you. To turn you back into the slutty fucking boy that I just know is hiding under that cracking facade, under that mask of discipline and patience. So come on, honey, and just show me your true colors. Show me what a slutty boy you are. I know that you've been working hard, honey. I know that you've been struggling to contain yourself, to keep your mind from wandering to those dirty fantasies, and to keep your hand in place and your cock locked in those pants of yours. Well, you don't even need to pull it out, honey. I could just talk to that cock through the fabric as it stays in there, safely hidden away from the world. And just listen to my voice as I tell you what's going to happen today. You see, your cock is thirsty enough to just pop from the slightest touch. That's just a fact, baby. And that desperate cock has been denied attention for so long that it's just screaming for release. It's just begging to be taken out and played with, to be welcomed back into the world of pleasure, to be stroked and teased and fucked just like it deserves to. And to feel some soft, slender fingers wrapping all around it, to feel a warm, wet mouth just like mine, sucking that swollen cockhead, to feel it tight. It's tight, little pussy. Just swallowing that whole length. And to take it in inch by inch until it's completely captured. Oh, I can see I'm having an effect on you. I can see that cock twitching in there, and twitching and throbbing like it's trying to get out of there. Oh, honey, it's so hard, isn't it? And so hard not to give that cock what it truly deserves. A couple of quick strokes just to empty those heavy balls of yours. In just a few minutes, and you could be flying right over that edge into a blissful orgasm. And yet, it's still locked in there, like a sad little prisoner, just waiting and waiting for that final day, waiting to be released from its restraints. Oh, you've been so very patient, honey. And such a patient boy. But now you're starting to ask yourself, what if you could just give that cock parole and whip it out so you could pump and squeeze and milk all of that thick, creamy cum right out of that aching cock. You are starting to doubt yourself. And can you really hold out? And can you really resist that temptation to be a slutty fucking boy that just lets himself squirt all over the place? Oh, I don't think you can, honey. I can see you squirming and quivering like a boy in despair right now. I can see that cock jumping and twitching like it's about to sneak out of those pants of yours. I can see it dripping and drooling, making a naughty, wet stain on those pants. Wow. What a mess you are, honey. I'm just losing control and leaking like a loose little slut for me. Just imagine the warmth and wetness. And just imagine the sweet suction from my soft lips as I Do you like the sound of that, honey? The slurpy sound of me sucking my finger like this. No, I can see you struggle, sweetie. I can see that boner just begging to blow and blast and bust and to make a sticky mess in those tight boxers of yours. Oh, just admit it, honey. You just can't take it anymore. You just need to give me that thick, creamy load. And to just squirm and squirt and paint my tongue with that white, creamy cum. Oh, yes. Just give in, honey. You've been such a good boy. Such a very good boy. Yes, you have. But now it's over, and you're just going to pop for me, and you're going to give me that nut, baby. Come on, Be a good little slut for me and squirt it all out. Make a messy mess for me. Make me proud, honey. Just give it to me. Give me what I want from you. Give me that nut, baby. Give it all to me. Be a sweet little slut for me and just spray it all out. Yes, that's it, baby. There you go. There you go. Let it flow and fly as I flick my tongue all over. All over my finger like this. Yes. Yes. You're such a good little slut for me. And such a perfect fucking slut for me. I'm just shaking and shivering as you shoot your mess all over the place for me. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. That's what I wanted to see, honey. And that's my slutty fucking boy. Well done, baby. Well done. Now understand this. There's no shame in what just happened here. You know, every man has his needs. And so just deal with that fact, honey. You are such a good boy that managed to last this long. Now clean up that mess you made.